It's 12:06, and so it's time for our midday interview here at WHQR. I'm Pat Marriott, sitting in for Jamila Erickson, and this is everybody's favorite week in Wilmington. It is Kookaloris time, the wonderful festival of independent films that graces our various stages all around town for several days every November. I look forward to it, and I hope everybody else does too. And we have a couple of wonderful guests who are together producing a film, which is going to show on Saturday at Thalian Hall. Nate Daniel is the director, and Jack Fiorel is the producer and the star of a film called Bound by Sea. Hello, Nate, and hello, Jack.
Hello, Pat.
Hi, Pat.
I really appreciate your coming to chat with us. Now, Bound by Sea is a film that will show at 10 in the morning on Saturday in the main stage at Thalian Hall, and it's a marvelous film. We're chatting with the fellows out in the lobby before the interview starts, and it sounds like it's going to be a great entertainment and a heartwarming thing and an educational thing and all of this at the same time. That's the beauty part about independent films. Nate, will you tell us a little bit about the film, please?
Sure. The film, we filmed for a year last year, following Jack and his daughter as they travel around the world, surfing with underprivileged kids all around the world in the Indian Ocean, the Arctic Ocean, the Pacific, and right here in Wilmington in the Atlantic. And his daughter is only 9 years old, so doing it with her in all four oceans was quite an adventure.
What a wonderful opportunity. Jack, what was it like seeing your personal life put under a microscope like that?
Well, it was interesting, to say the least. At first, when it got into the personal, I didn't really plan on it being such a personal film in the beginning. But Nate captured some of the personal issues that went along with traveling around with my daughter. And once I got used to the idea of these personal issues being laid out for everyone to see, I started to really enjoy finishing up the film.
How did you fellows get the idea to make this film?
Sure. Well, Jack and I had met a year earlier where I had done some promotional videos for him and his company, Indo-Jack Surf Charities.
Okay.
And when he was about to travel around the world, he came to me. He approached me and Matt Batchelor, who's our director of photography, mm-hmm. and he said, "This is what we're doing, and I'd like to do another little film about it." And we said, "Well, that sounds more like a feature film than anything else. So let's do it. Let's follow you for the year and see what happens." And it was a good time.
So the promo film turned into a feature film, and the rest is history.
Yeah.
If you've just tuned in, I'm chatting with Nate Daniel, who is the director, and Jack Fiorel, who is producer and the star, along with your daughter, I guess, Jack. Of a film called Bound by Sea, which will show at the main stage at Thalian Hall on Saturday at 10 a.m., part of the Kookaloris Film Festival. Now, Nate, what is your film background?
I started from an early age in high school just making films with my friends, and then I went to school at UNCW and studied film there, where I made several short films. And then once I graduated, I started working for a production company downtown, where I worked in reality TV, and that's where I got my documentary background. And I took that and continued on with this film with Jack. And this is my very first feature premiering here in Wilmington.
Oh, it is. Okay. So you haven't shown at Kookaloris before.
I've had a couple films show there in the past, but first feature film.
But first feature-length film. How long does it run?
It is an hour and 15 minutes with credits.
Oh, that's an ambitious film indeed.
Yeah, it was.
Indeed. Well, that's wonderful. Nate, you and your daughter obviously have an ethic of giving and helping and so forth. How does your own background lead to that?
Well, I was born and raised in California, and I was lucky enough to go to a high school, Jesuit high school. It was a Catholic school, and the motto of the school was to be a man for others. And community service is very hefty to graduate from that school. And the film kind of discusses this. When I started the community service, I did not like the initial program that I was in. In fact, I went to one of the priests and said, "I don't think I'm cut out for this." Oh. And he said, "Well, good. Then you're in the right spot." And from there, I became a teacher after I was done with college. And I just kind of had this mindset. I believe it came from that high school experience to kind of help the underdog. I liked working with the children that no one else wanted to work with or no one else felt that they could help. And ever since then, I've wanted to help the underdog, the child that seems to struggle And then I started this surf school and this surf charity that does just that. So we do surf camps all over the world for kids with special needs. And the idea is to empower them and to teach them that if they can do this, they can do anything.
You're listening to Jack Viorel, who is the star and the producer of Bound by Sea. Jack, you and your daughter went all over the world. How old is she?
She is 10 now. She was 9 at the time during that year that we traveled to all four oceans.
Great opportunity for her. Now, what kind of special needs kids are we talking about?
Well, the year started in India with orphan girls.
From
Homes of Hope.
I'm on the board of directors.
We served about 100 girls that year. You know the stories, the horrific stories of what these girls have been through. In California, we worked with children with autism. And then in Wrightsville Beach, we have programs for wounded warriors, kids that are blind, kids with hearing impairments, you name it. And then when we went to Norway, to the Arctic Ocean, we worked with kids with mental illness and addictions.
So the Bound by Sea film is just a chronicle of your voyage, helping all of these kids of all of these various descriptions.
Well, it started as that. Maybe Nate wants to go into this. And it got more. A lot of things happened that year that were remarkable. So the movie kind of took a turn. And Nate can speak to that.
Nate, how did the movie take a turn? How did it shape up during the course of the year?
Well, when we started initially, was just about Jack's journey. Mm-hmm. But it turns out that his life at home became more interesting than the journey itself.
Okay.
He ended up retiring from teaching that year to focus more time on the charity. Which put a lot of pressure on his wife. And then they ended up adopting his nephew that year as well in kind of an emergency situation. So all of these factors at home started to compound, and his wife, Eileen, felt that he was maybe away too much. So the story took a turn and became more about Jack and his wife working through their marriage and working through this mission together, and became a personal story of how their family deals with it.
This is amazing. You just heard Nate Daniel, who is the director of a film called Bound by Sea, which is going to premiere on Saturday at 10 a.m. at Thalian Hall, part of the Kukulorus series. It sounds like a fascinating adventure for both of you guys. And in the course of an adventure like this, you've got to experience some changes. How has making this film changed you fellas? Jack?
Well, to look at yourself in a mirror, it's easy to miss all the bad stuff. But when you have someone else holding the mirror up to you, you have no choice but to look at it and make improvements and see where you can change yourself for the better. And that's how this has helped me.
Isn't that something, Nate?
Mine's actually along the same lines. I, as a filmmaker, travel quite a bit, and I work at UNCW in the Film Studies Department full-time, but I freelance and travel all over the country, leaving my wife at home quite often. And so I really related to that side of the story.
Yes,
and
indeed.
My wife, as I was editing, related to Jack's wife, Eileen's side of the story. So it actually helped us in our relationship work through and talk about some of the issues before they became as pressing.
Making a film together has got to be one of the most intimate bringing together experiences that can be imagined, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
very much the case. I've been chatting with Nate Daniel, who is the director, and Jack Viorel, who is the producer of Bound by Sea, a really wonderful ocean-going adventure, but also a family adventure and a spiritual adventure as well. Come and take a look at it for the first time in the world at Thalian Hall at 10 o'clock in the morning on November the 16th. That's Saturday. Tickets are available through the regular Kukulorus channels, yes?
Yes, Kukulorus.org. You can buy tickets there, or you can visit the box office at Thalian Main Stage.
That's what I was going to ask. Will tickets be available at the door?
Yes, they will be, but from what I understand, they're selling out fast.
Yes. For those of you who have never attended Kukulorus events, these things really do sell out. It's a very, very popular festival, and so I hope we've piqued your curiosity about this film in particular and about Kukulorus in general, but it really is a good idea to go to kukulorus.org to get tickets in advance for all of these events, or else you will be turned away. Nate Daniel and Jack Viorel, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks,
thank you for having us.
We really appreciate your time. Get back to your movies now, and I'll get back to classical music on your public radio station, WHQR 91.3.